Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A union representing nearly 12,000 railroad workers on Monday rejected the White House brokered tentative contract agreement between freight railroad companies and all 12 of their unions. Los Angeles City Council President Nuri Martinez resigned from her position Monday after she and two other council members were recorded making racist remarks. Monday night, Los Angeles County Federation of Labor President Ron Herrera submitted his resignation over his involvement in the racist conversation that was secretly recorded. Officials in Israel and Lebanon announced Tuesday they have accepted a U.S.-mediated agreement on a maritime border between the countries. The two traditional enemies that will allow natural gas exploration in the disputed area in the eastern Mediterranean will reduce the threat of regional conflict. Florida group FLCGA filed a lawsuit Monday seeking to force Governor Ron DeSantis to release records about migrant flights from Texas to Martha's Vineyard. This is the third lawsuit brought against DeSantis, as he's exposed not-in-my-backyard mentality of President Biden's open-border policy. President Biden condemned missile strikes against multiple Ukrainian residential areas Monday by Russian President Vladimir Putin, who claimed they were in retaliation for the explosion of a bridge linking mainland Russia with occupied Crimea. Putin claims it was a terrorist attack. The final eight teams in Major League Baseball race to the World Series sets to begin today. Phillies at the Braves, Mariners at the Astros, the Guardians at the Yankees, and the Padres at the Dodgers. All games are in Game 1 status. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
China and India have both called for the de-escalation between Russia and Ukrainian forces after deadly missile strikes occurred Monday across Ukraine. China and India are Russia's biggest allies, and both have refrained from criticizing the Russian invasion since it began in February. A missing Georgia toddler has been found.
It's been 5 days since 20-month-old Quentin Simon was last seen in his playpen at home in Savannah, Georgia. Chatham County police say no one is being ruled out as a suspect, but they so far have no real leads. Police Chief Jeff Hadley, Monday afternoon, saying his team is receiving invaluable assistance from the FBI.
We believe with the continued assistance of the FBI, we will have a resolution to this case. We understand that people far beyond Chatham County have become emotionally invested in this incident and the search for Quentin, and they want answers.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Former United Nations Ambassador Bill Richardson has suggested that jailed Americans Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan could soon be released, maybe by the end of the year. The former New Mexico governor runs the Richardson Center. The center works with American families on hostage negotiations and prisoner releases. The Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences was awarded Monday to former Federal Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke and two other U.S. academics whose work helped governments and central bankers navigate the global financial crisis during the pandemic. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's...
Well, good morning, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more info on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there for you, alive and well, and just a click away. Well, we got a groundbreaking lawsuit that's been filed naming EchoHealth Alliance President Peter Daszak and University of North Carolina researcher Ralph Barrick as defendants. The lawsuit alleges that they are responsible for the deaths of plaintiffs due to their involvement in funding gain of function. Where have you heard that before, right? Okay, we're going back to the foundational principles of this whole COVID pandemic. They funded gain-of-function research of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which is believed to be responsible for the COVID pandemic and the cover-up of the Wuhan lab leak. Now, with us right now is the lead attorney in several COVID-related cases. He works with and represents America's frontline doctors, makes America free again, and Ohio stands up. Thomas Renz joins us. Thomas, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Good. Good morning, Bill.
Well, I'm excited. I mean, I know this has been a long, hard-fought battle that you have been pursuing, and now it's come to the point to where you can file a lawsuit against EchoHealth and the University of North Carolina. Break it down for us, if you would.
Well, you're right. It's been a long journey to even get here. We spent probably just under 6 months putting this case together. There's just an immense amount that went into it, but basically, you know, everybody's been talking since the beginning about this being a lab leak.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, you know, we saw Fauci's emails where Fauci was working with Daszak and others to try and cover it up. But everybody that's paid any attention has said, you know, this looks like a lab leak. So what we had to do was we had to put this together in an appropriate way to make the proper allegations. We had to follow the evidence, which is what you do in any case.
Mm-hmm.
And then get it organized and see whether or not there were laws that were violated. And we believe that there were a number of them. You know, basically, this comes down to this. If you build a dynamite factory and you're making dynamite and the dynamite factory blows up and you kill people, you're going to be liable because it's dangerous to make dynamite.
Right.
If you do experiments on a dangerous pathogen that can kill people and that pathogen escapes and it kills people, well, you're going to be liable. And so that's kind of the basis for this suit.
Thomas, what about, you laid that out great, and I understand that. But what about the situation here where, I mean, they went into this and violated some laws, didn't they, just on the face in terms of gain-of-function research? I mean, gain-of-function research is just a fancy term for biological warfare, isn't it?
Well, you know, I would say that it is. I would say that they're essentially, what they're calling a gain-of-function research, but this is just manipulation of genetics and life. I mean, they're playing God in labs, and they're doing it all over the place. They're actually doing it here in the United States right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they used to call it bioweapon development, but now they're calling it research, and they're doing it at universities. You know, I mean, they had offshored a lot of this because people just wouldn't tolerate it being going on in their backyards. But, I mean, we have gain-of-function research reportedly going on here in the U.S. on things like Ebola and things that are even more dangerous than SARS-CoV-2. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this is an absurd thing. Yeah, these guys, you know, they talk about reprogramming the genetic code like it's lines of codes and software. The problem is, though, is I have yet to get a piece of software or a software update from Microsoft, Apple, or anybody else that didn't have bugs in it.
Right,
I don't
exactly.
want bugs in genetic sequences.
Yeah, you think?
You know, I don't want new dangerous pathogens that are going to kill the world, you know, by a bunch of guys who can't write the software for my cell phone.
Thomas, I was under the impression that there was laws against this. Am I misunderstanding something here?
Well, there have been moratoriums and pauses on gain-of-function research on and off. You know, they come in, then people lift them. Then they come in, they lift them. And, you know, it's a little unclear. Now, in the case that we filed, you know, we talk a little bit about that. You know, there was a moratorium. And EcoHealth sought a exemption from the moratorium, which is interesting because Fauci said there was no gain-of-function work going on. Well, why did he have to give them an exemption from the moratorium if there was no gain-of-function work going on?
Exactly.
So, you know, at the end of the day, what we have is a situation where we've seen corruption on corruption on corruption, layer upon layer of just deceitfulness, you know, lying to the public, trying to convince people that things are true that aren't. And then, and when it's all said and done, you got 6.5 million dead people.
Exactly.
And, you know, a destroyed economy. We got the vaccines, which, I mean, y'all know how I feel about those.
Mm-hmm.
And just this total disaster because a few guys decided to play God and because our politicians don't have the courage to stand against Big Pharma and the billions and billions of dollars of lobbying money they spend mm-hmm. to manipulate our elected officials.
Thomas, I think it's interesting you mentioned, you know, 6.5 million people dead around the world as a result of this lab leak. You know, still to be, you know, determined whether it was an accident or something done on purpose. I mean, the unfortunately, you know, as we say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and so do all the conspiracies. But it'll be interesting to note if that 6.5 million number gets downplayed, because the CDC at one point here, probably about 6 months ago, admitted that really the people that died of COVID only was more in the realm of 3 or 4%, which, you know, would have brought that down to, you know, a soft flu fatality number. It'll be curious to see if that 6.5 million deaths gets adjusted because of what the CDC announced 6 months ago.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, we had lawsuits and have been fighting over that for quite some time. And in August, September of 2020, we launched a lawsuit that claimed precisely that and said there's no emergency, so these mask rules, these lockdown rules and all this garbage are mm-hmm. illegal and they're nonsense because they're based on CDC lying intentionally. So for them to walk that back now, you know, I look forward to having that conversation with the public. I look forward to the lawsuits that will come if they do that. Because this is what this would show is this would show bad faith on their part in every sense of the word.
And what about the reward to the hospitals? I say reward, you know, the payments made to hospitals that hospitals knew that if somebody died of COVID, then they got a higher pay from the government, you know, something to the realm of, you know, what, $30,000, $40,000 per death. So now if that number gets down, I mean, that's the people's money.
Yep.
That has been misappropriated. That's a whole other argument, is it not?
Yeah, well, that'll result in me filing what's called a key TAM action in a lot of places and a whole lot of other lawyers doing the same. And we'll do it on a massive scale because you guys, you know, these scumbags, these crooks have played that game. I can't wait to hold them accountable. I can't wait to take all the money that they stole from the people and give it back to the people. These people are crooks. They're just evil. And, you know, we incentivize murdering people in a hospital. We incentivize giving them treatments that we knew didn't work. We incentivize putting them on respirators, even though I have inside information from whistleblowers, from Medicare and Medicaid, showing up to 90% of people put on ventilators were dying.
Exactly.
He incentivized the death and murder of people. These people got to be held accountable.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Thomas Wren. Stay with us just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Thomas Wrenz continues. He's the lead attorney in several COVID-related cases, works with and represents America's frontline doctors, Make Americans Free Again, and Ohio Stands Up. Thomas, well, I'll tell you, it's like you and I have been there, you know, from day one in reporting on this, and you guys have just done such an outstanding job to you know, do what you can to hold these people accountable and, you know, continuing to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And now here we are, the culmination of this is this billion-dollar lawsuit against Echo Health and the University of North Carolina. Now, what is the next step with this lawsuit? Where does it go from here?
Well, we're going to end up going through the normal early parts of a lawsuit, right? So there's going to be motion play. There's going to be all the questions that are asked of the court. You know, hey, can the plaintiffs do this? Hey, can the defendants do that? And that's just standard stuff. We'll see how fast it moves. You know, to me, I would love to see this thing move quickly. I'd love to see us get right into the trial very soon. And I'd love to see what happens. You know, at the end of the day, we're asking for accountability. We're asking for to ensure that we, you know, that if as we allege, the plaintiffs created this, it got out and it killed 6.5 million people. You know, we want to make sure that there's justice. And, you know, particularly for our plaintiffs, you know, we've got people who they died. They died from this. They died from something that we allege was created by these people in a lab because they're experimenting and playing God. And if that happened, you know, there should be justice. And we want to make sure that everybody that's, you know, been subjected to this nightmare for the last 3 years can get access to that justice. So we got to find out who all was involved. Some of that we couldn't tell. That's why that you see John and Jane Doe listed on the complaint. You know, there's no, we got to have proper evidence. We were very disciplined about this complaint. My guess is there's a lot of other people that could or maybe should be listed on the complaint, but we won't know until we get a little bit further. If there is, we'll add them. If not, we'll stay with what we've got. And then, you know, we'll see what happens from there.
Well, you've got this new Dr. Fauci documentary film, and as you say, there's lots of other, you know, reveals that are coming out relevant to this. It's interesting in this timing, don't you think, that you have this intersection, I guess, of all this information coming together at this time. There must be, you know, I always think the timing isn't by accident. Things, you know, come together, and maybe it's just the universe itself saying it's time to deal with the truth here.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's amazing as I watch the timing, and I'm a God guy, so I think a lot of it's that. You know, I'll tell you guys first, I don't mind, you know, being honest and telling people, you know, all of us that are fighting in this movement and all the people fighting in all the different movements, we coordinate, we talk a little bit. But I will tell you that this was not, from my end, something where, I mean, I love that it happened to hit right in election season. That's kind of a neat thing, but it wasn't and I've been working on this since May. If I'd have had it done in August, I'd have filed it in August. You know, it was an immense amount of work. And, you know, like I said, for me, I'm a God guy, so I'm willing to just say that it was his timing and go with that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we do serve a God of justice that will not allow injustice to continue. And, I mean, certainly America as a whole has some serious issues when it comes to, you know, to justice, when it comes to life. And we're dealing with this, you know, between Roe v. Wade, what happened with COVID, all these people that have died as a result of it. And of course, you and I, you know, before we talked about, you know, the prescriptions, you know, Remdesivir. Why was Remdesivir, you know, labeled as the exclusive prescription to be used by doctors and hospitals?
Yeah, well, and particularly, I find that interesting in light of the fact that I believe Google owned a stake in Gilead around the time that was happening. You look at all the censorship and all the coordination that was done there. You look at the fact that Remdesivir was never, ever saved. I mean, the hospitals have been killing fields, and I can't wait to sue on that, too. You know, I mean, the biggest issue, and one of the things I'm doing right now is I'm trying to raise money and to structure things so that I can expand my presence, file more lawsuits, get more things done. But that just requires hiring more people. You know, I give a lot of my personal time away, but I got to have more lawyers and they got to feed their families if we want to file more lawsuits. So we're working on all that. I'm excited to get there. It's just a process.
Well, you know, all these things are you know, these issues that are out before us, Thomas, as you say, instinctively, common sense wise, we knew there was something that stunk to high heaven on all this. And everything that we said early on has been proven to be true. Things that we got canceled, you know, Facebook canceled us, you know, Twitter, you know, right on down the line. Others made comments that we didn't know what we were talking about. But yet, you know, the general consensus of the millions of people who were exposed to COVID just in this country alone. I mean, you think about, you know, the accumulation of, you know, common sense, exposure, knowledge of this disease and how it was ignored, not only in this country, but countries around the world that were reporting back going, hey, these are our findings. And yet you had the WHO insisting that they needed to be the clearinghouse somehow. And Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook said as much that, you know, unless whatever statement you made coincided with what the WHO says, you were going to be canceled. And now in California, you had Governor Newsom signing a law telling the doctors there that, you know, if they do not stay on the party line, you know, their license are going to be, you know, is going to be at risk. And I know we have some doctors already in court. I think there's a case right now where a doctor's license has been suspended for almost a year now.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of that. I'm defending a lot of doctors, and Make America Free Again, which is one of my best partner organizations, is doing a lot of work to protect and defend healthcare professionals. And that's a really big deal. You know, at the end of the day, you have the right to free speech, and you have the right to your own professional opinion. And, you know, they can't regulate that in that way, in my opinion. I think that's illegal. I think it's unconstitutional. I think that that law is going to get struck down. And I think that they know it's a garbage law. But, you know, this is what they've been doing for the last several years, ever since, particularly since Biden came in. They keep passing laws and orders and edicts that they know are illegal and unconstitutional just to see whether they can get away with it. And they don't care. Right?
Exactly.
The Justice Department.
Well, they saw what happened. They saw what happened under Obama. Obama did the same thing. He had a pen.
Yeah.
He had a cell phone. We had edicts coming down, and of course they knew that it would take time. I mean, and just like right now, okay, you pass this edict down, and what is the liability of Joe Biden and the Democratic Party other than they just get voted out of office? But meanwhile, the blood of, you know, a million people here in the United States is at the doorstep of their party.
Well, and that is why we have to have true accountability. That's where the Nuremberg 2.0 type things come in. This is why I'm frustrated, because I want to see, I mean, we've got a few great guys like Ron Johnson out there who are speaking out and playing the fight.
Yes.
But we have way too many Republicans that are afraid to speak out before the election because they don't want Big Pharma to spend money against them. These guys have to hold, this is, accountability has to happen. 6.5 million dead people demand it. You know, not to
right.
count, not even counting the dead from the vaccines, the dead from the hospital protocols, the dead from all these other things. It's not enough for us to say, okay, we're going to vote you out of office and call it a day. There needs to be criminal investigations, and people need to be put in jail.
And there also needs to be a rule of law in such that, you know, that slow walks these kind of edicts in such a way that, you know, they're not able to, you know, put them into the system. And then what takes us 3 years to realize they were wrong when we knew they were wrong in day one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just saying, we've got to, yeah, exactly. Well, Thomas Renz has been with us. Thomas, we want to support and donate to the cause. How do we do this?
Renz-law.com. I got a Substack. If you subscribe to it, the money goes to the fight. I've got a Give, Send, Go. We do need funding so we can fight more. And follow us on Truth Social. We're all over the place on social media. We try to be active there. But any support we can get, please start with a prayer. And we appreciate anything you can do.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida group FLCGA filed a lawsuit Monday seeking to force Governor Ron DeSantis to release records about migrant flights from Texas to Martha's Vineyard. This is the third lawsuit brought against DeSantis' office as he exposed the not-in-my-backyard mentality of President Biden's open-border policy. Officials in Israel and Lebanon announced Tuesday they have accepted a U.S.-mediated agreement on a maritime border between the countries. The two traditional enemies put aside their issues to allow natural gas exploration in the eastern Mediterranean. Los Angeles City Council President Nuri Martinez resigned from her position Monday after she and two other council members were recorded making racist remarks. Monday night, Los Angeles County Federation of Labor President Ron Herrera submitted his resignation over his involvement in the racist conversation that was secretly recorded. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Okay, you ready to huddle up? It's huddle up time, ladies and gentlemen, especially for you guys. We are calling all men to get in the huddle. You know, the question is, are you committed to following Jesus' example? And, you know, you really need to think about the answer because of where we are right now, what's hanging in the balance. You know, our families, our nation, our churches, all hanging in the balance. And the question is being begged of all men, are you willing and are you committed to following Jesus' example? And you, when you answer that question, you got to be all in. You can't just stick your big toe in and say, okay, hey, I'm sort of following or I'm, you know, doing the best I can. And I get that. I get that we all are, you know, doing the best we can to be a man of God. But being committed to following Jesus' example is also being accountable and aware on those times that we're not. Jeff Kemp is with us now. He's the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL QB. Now ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Bill. Good morning.
Hey, always good to be talking to you. I just have this sense, Jeff, in this past week that, you know, what God was asking is are you in? You know, are you all in? You know, and you had those moments, you know, during a football game where you needed to kind of check the faces of the men in the huddle there. And you could see, hey, were they believing in your leadership as a quarterback? Were they believing in the coaches? And they were letting go of their own ideas and being totally sold out to the battle plan, right?
Yeah. I mean, commitment, all in, selling out for the cause, knowing that you've burned the ships and you're in this no matter what. All those things make you a better competitor. And they actually make you a better believer in Jesus, make you a better husband and dad. But I think a lot of guys don't know what tangibly does it look like.
Right,
to
exactly.
Be all in.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about. And I was thinking about it, Bill. There's a verb for being a deep friend and having a teammate in life versus a solo approach. And that verb is huddling. Mm-hmm. And on a football team, the guys on the team, they hang out on the plane. They hang out on the bus. They hang out in the hotel. They hang out in the players' lounge. They go to the training room. They are in the lunchroom. They get a snack during the day. They watch some film. They listen to the coaches in meetings. They chill with each other after practice and during time off. But there's one place that's most powerful. That's the huddle. Mm-hmm. And the huddle is when they are all focused. They are all in. It's commitment time. And we are speaking the truth, listening to reality, correcting errors, casting vision, deciding the play, and get ready to go to the line of scrimmage and run it, which is your marriage in the heat of an argument, your kids under the threat of bullying and drugs and sexual messages that are wearing down their identity, erasing it. And a man needs to huddle. That's his verb. To have a deep friendship, you're going to huddle. And guys don't even know what that looks like, but you and I know. We're just talking about connecting each week with another guy or two at an honest, safe, confidential, but deep level and processing your life. Hey, here's what I'm going through. Mm-hmm. This is probably the most important thing I need to talk about today. And, man, I'm struggling with this. Do you mind praying for me on that? That is huddling. That is the verb of being all in as a man with your team.
And what you said last week is appropriate here to remind everybody is that oftentimes, as you were sharing your heart and being transparent and accountable to a small group of dedicated and equally committed men, you find that, oh, my gosh, I've been dealing with the same thing. I was afraid to bring it up. I wasn't sure how to bring it up. And, you know, and having that, it's an encouragement to one another to realize, you know, we're all humanoids, Jeff. You know, you're not dealing with anything that I haven't dealt with. You know, we live life long enough that we have enough experiences and examples to say. And the thing is that this is what the enemy tries to do to us. The opposition wants us to be isolated. They want us to feel shame because if they can get us to hang our heads, then we lose sight. We lose vision of what God has purposed for us and for our families, don't we?
Yeah, our enemy wants us to fake it. And you can fake it and act moral and religious, but have your own struggles and failures. Or you can just go with the flow of the culture and fake that it's not really bothering you inside, that it's not triggering your conscience. No, God gave you a conscience to protect you. It's like those yellow lines in the middle of the freeway and the guardrails on the edge of that cliff. He didn't want you flying off that cliff. He wants you to get to destination of a solid marriage, family legacy, an integrous reputation at work. But you were referring to that feeling we have of fear. And so I wanted to touch, Bill, on a couple hurdles and roadblocks that guys are concerned about when they think about, geez, if I had a deep friendship like that and I connected and every week we were talking about stuff, here's what they fear, that I'll get exposed as a loser or a failure. And I want to remind you, like you said, other guys have the same stuff, feel the same stuff. And C.S. Lewis said, friendship is born at the moment when a guy realizes, I'm not the only one.
I love that. I'm not the only one. I love that. That's great.
The other one is, am I going to get burned? Am I going to, like, tell some guy something and he's going to go share it with someone else? If you discuss what type of friendship you want and you define it and agree to kind of its loyalty and its terms and say, hey, we got each other's backs, we're confidential, and the guy kind of handshakes on it or head nods, then it's clear, and that isn't going to happen. It's in situations where it wasn't clear where that happens sometimes, okay? So you don't join a huddle with a guy unless the two of you agree we're going to protect each other.
Yeah, exactly.
And some guys say, oh, geez, 60 minutes, another meeting. I got way too many Zooms in my life already. You know, family, work, travel. I think 60 minutes a week that you schedule for a friendship huddle call that's going to improve the rest of your week and all your family relationships and help you get a hold on that alcohol problem or that tendency to go to bad websites, whatever your compromise and risk areas are, that 60 minutes is going to be worth it. And you can schedule it. I do it at 8 o'clock at night by Zoom with one of my huddle friends. Other guys are worried, hey, I can't find the right guy. I can't lead this. Hey, dude, you don't have to lead it. This isn't a Bible study. This isn't a theology class. You're not explaining some book on manhood. That'd be great to read something and share about it, but you know what? This is just three questions. What's the most important thing going on that you need to talk about? How can I pray for you? And what's Father God showing you or teaching you as you follow him and as you read his word? That's huddling, and that's powerful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this isn't about offering sermonettes, you know, and sometimes they can go that way. But that's where you have to clearly state the rules of engagement along with, you know, the privacy issue, the commitment to privacy, protection of each one's integrity, because this is a mutual agreement. And by the same token, it could be a mutual violation. And if you have that violation, then you're really destroying your time. And whatever time you invest in that, it starts at 1 week where you're investing an hour. But after a year, you've got, 52 hours accumulated time that's on the altar that you're putting at risk if you violate, the terms of your commitment, right?
I don't find the risk of that violation to be significant or to rise at all. The longer you spend telling your stories, getting your secrets out on the table, helping process things with each other, as long as you're not trying to fix each other, which you made the point, it's not the imitation counseling. You're not judging each other. It's a no-judgment zone.
That's right.
I'll tell you what, it feels good to have a man pray for you, and it makes you stronger. So men huddle,
that.
Men can get that help.
Men huddle, Jeff, 20 seconds left. Pray for us, Jeff. Bring us home.
Men, you are God's great creation. You need him, and you need a couple of brothers to huddle and be strong. Join a huddle, form a huddle, and walk through life with a deep friend. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
He's the author of Facing the Blitz, Jeff Kep. Thank you,
Jeff. Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
I trust you're having a great day. We are. Good to be sharing it with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you, and we've got Samantha Mao, the good news girl. Yes, check it out at BillMartinezShow.com right there at Sam's Corner. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. We're just, rolling along here. Like you, just counting the days off the calendar. Coming soon to a theater near you, right? One bouncing enjoyable little progeny here that we're just excited for. So, hey, we're counting the days with you and just praying God's health be about you and the baby. And, hey, look, at we're just we're all in expectation here. You know, I hope the, now we know it's going to be a boy, right?
That's great.
No, a boy. Okay, it is going to be a boy. Okay, right. Yeah. And I hope he realizes he's going to have, like, you know, a million uncles all over the world, you know, in expectation.
He's a very lucky little boy.
Exactly.
I think he was getting excited about your show this morning because he's been wiggling all the way up to
really?
On the air.
It's Uncle Bill. We got to get connected with Uncle Bill. It's okay. Coming soon. All right, he must have known I was going to be bragging about him. That's what it was. Let's talk about this first story here that you're reporting on our viral video list report this morning. A Domino's employee goes the extra mile for a customer after guests don't show up for a kid's birthday party. Oh, gosh, I'm telling you, those situations, it is so hurtful. The child is confused no matter what age they are. But I think the parents, we take it more personally, don't we?
That's right. And I think this is one of those situations where something that's hard that happens kind of presented an opportunity for a stranger to do a kind thing. And this is down in Australia, actually, in Kowloon. The Domino's was called there, and a mom had placed a large order for her little girl's birthday party. You know, thinking they're going to have all these people show up and nobody ends up showing up. And so the mom, you know, thinks, what are we going to do with these pizzas? They call Domino's and she's like, we're just going to need one pizza. You know, she explains what happened. And not only does Domino's understand and, you know, allow her to cancel the order when they get there, Miles, the supervisor, he decided to do something about it. He surprised her with a custom chocolate dessert pizza made with churros and brownies, which, it had to just make her day. And what ends up happening is this post about this from Domino's goes viral. So now there's people all over Australia and maybe now the world, they're wanting to send this little girl birthday gifts. So it's going to be, this one little act of kindness and, you know, consideration for this little girl who was having a rough day, I'm sure, and her mom, too, has changed from something to a bad day to probably a birthday that she could never forget.
How awesome is that? You know, what started out to be a nightmare ends up being, you know, a dream that you couldn't even imagine. You know, and this is what we love about our humanity is we can come to creative ways. And God bless the manager of Domino's to have this kind of sensitivity and to do this. I mean, what a little bit of act of kindness, you know,
right.
Wow, that's immeasurable. Guess what? I got to imagine that family's buying their Domino. They're buying their pizza from Domino's for the rest of their lives. This will go on for generations, right? Yeah.
And, you know, wow. I'm wondering, I'm like, is this dessert pizza something that other people can get? That sounds kind of good.
That was the other thing, too. I thought you were going to say, yeah, this is going to set up some sort of trend. People are, you know, around the world are going to be asking for this pizza, and they're going to go, who came up? Well, it was Domino's in Australia. Well, those doggone Australians, they're rebels anyway. Whatever, you know.
They put a little girl in the commercial for this pizza.
Oh, you know, this is going to be, you know, this needs to be a commercial. A dessert pizza. I love this. Now, describe again the pizza one more time for us so that we can just have our, our juices flowing out of our mouths here right now. Mouths water. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's a custom chocolate dessert pizza topped with churros and brownies. And I'm just like, that just sounds really good to me right now.
Yeah, could you imagine? You got to tell Swan, hey, I got that hankering for that dessert. I don't want to hear about dessert pizza. You know, because guys, all guys have the, you know, the pregnancy stories of their wives wanting, you know, certain things all the time. And it's not, you think, okay, the first time, yes, honey, I'm happy to do it. But, you know, after about the 30th time, it's like, oh my gosh, can I get a case of that stuff? Because usually the request comes like at 3:30 in the morning when you've only had 1 hour of sleep and you got to be up in an hour to get to work, right? And then the wife reminds you, go, hey, wait a minute, especially afterwards, you go, hey, you didn't go through the labor I went through, so just shut up and buck up. That's it. Go get me your stuff.
Get me a churro.
That's it. Along with a brownie and on a pizza too. Yeah, give it to me on a pizza. This next story is Chris Nakeek, is it? He's the first athlete with Down syndrome to finish the Ironman World Champion. You're kidding me. This is incredible. I have not heard about this story. Tell us.
That's right. So Chris Nakeek, he's 23 years old, and he's the first person to finish the Ironman World Championship triathlon. This was in Kona on Friday night, and he had a volunteer guide, Dan Grebe, that completed. Okay, just for people who don't know what the Ironman involves, it is a 2.4 mile swim, a 112 mile bike ride, and a 26.2 mile run. Any of which would I just think about one of those things, completing one of those things, and he did it in 16 hours. 31 minutes and 27 seconds.
Wow. Sam, and the other thing people don't understand, at Kona, you're running, you know, basically on hardened lava in some ways, in some sense. The roads there, yes, they're paved and that sort of thing, but it gets hot. I mean, everything gets hot. You know, your bike is hot. The only thing is not so hot as when you're swimming. But, you know, the run and the bike and that sort of deal, especially the run, I mean, it is, it's quite wearing on the body and to do this. And so here he is. Wow, what a celebration. And for anybody who, has Down syndrome, they should be greatly encouraged. Chris is, quite the hero for everybody, right?
That's right. And he was saying, his philosophy is just get 1% better every day. And I think that's maybe a philosophy we could live by, you know, like I could do 1% a little bit better. That's a good way to look at it. And then the announcer, Mike Riley, who was waiting at the finish line, he's like, this is something that changes, you know, especially for the parents of children with Down syndrome. Also, it changes, their outlook, and you know, this could change their outlook and know that they know one thing for sure, that anything is possible.
Exactly.
These people are just inspiring. And I mean, anybody who finishes an Ironman marathon, I'm just in awe of, because I'm like, I don't know how you ever physically get to the point you can complete that. And for him to do this and at such a young age, I mean, good for him. I'm just so impressed. Yeah. And
well, congratulations to Chris and to everybody else. And we're all inspired by by his feet and also encouraged that, you know, every day, I mean, you wake up every day and just say, I'm just going to do 1% better. I mean, you know, how hard is that? Right?
That's right.
Like you said.
That's right.
You know. Well, we've got an 8-year-old Oklahoma boy who saves a choking classmate with the Heimlich maneuver. Yes, the Heimlich maneuver still works, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead.
That's right. So this is a maneuver that I think everybody should be aware of. Unfortunately, this young guy, he's 8 years old, Garrett Brown, his dad had taught him the Heimlich maneuver after he had choked, because he wanted him to know. You know, I was thinking, 8 years old, you don't usually think to teach a child something like that. But anyway, so he was enjoying his lunch break with his friend, Cashton York, and Cashton had some chicken nuggets, and suddenly one became lodged in his throat. And, you know, he was struggling and tried to call for help from an adult. But, you know, when something like that's happening, we're all aware you can't breathe.
Oh, yeah,
seconds count.
It's panic. It's panic time. Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's panic time. And Garrett Brown jumps into action. He does the Heimlich maneuver on Caston. And, you know, he's able to, before a teacher even gets there, he dislodges this chicken from his classmate's throat. And, you know, I think this is just a good reminder. I really feel like they should teach that in schools, like when children are young, because you just never know when it's going to become necessary. And, of course, now Garrett is a hometown hero. You know,
and his dad's really, and his dad has to be really proud of him. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, and that's going to be the job for the rest of his life. Hey, Heimlich boy, get over here. You know, we need we need your maneuver one more time. You know, why not make it happen? This next story is about an Illinois man taking healing power of music to nursing homes. What a blessing. This is so cool. I love this. Go ahead.
That's right. So Ryan Carney, he began bringing his cello to the senior care facilities to play for residents. And, you know, this was kind of inspired by his father, because he was talking about the power of music, and he's like, you know, I'm not a medical expert. I don't understand what it does. But he knows when cancer took his father's ability to talk, one day they were at a family party, and then out of nowhere, Stand By Me comes on, and his father begins to sing. And, you know, something like that is miraculous, and I think that it touches a part of the brain that, you know, that we can't, you know, music is like this universal language, and it can reach people in unique ways. And so he decided that he would go help others that, you know, maybe are in cognitive decline, and he would play music for them.
Wow.
And
yeah.
I think this is a fun idea. You know, get some different musicians out there. I'm not sure how often they visit rest homes, but I know music always makes all of us happy.
Yeah, exactly. And there's something special about a cello, too. It's not like a rock guitar that you're hammering all kinds of, you know, aggressive sounds. It's just a very soothing sound. And here, this young man is hauling around. A cello, you know, it's like, well, you know, way, I wish it was a guitar, you know, because hauling this cello around can be a little bit of a challenge. But what a huge blessing, right? That is awesome.
Okay.
Check out the rest of the stories right there at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezShow.com. Samantha Mao with us every week to give us these viral video reports. Sam, as always, you're awesome. Be well, my friend. Take care. Love you. All right.
First,
bye-bye.
We decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen